Hello, folks. It is our encore for this Monday, the 17th. It is President's Day, but our encore show today has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with President's Day. Instead, it's Ted Bell reluctantly hosting another show from his restaurant. I don't know if this is the rooftop or not. Yeah, but he Gloria Grover is there. Okay, so Gloria Grover and Ted Bell host a show from the restaurant about my arm. And Ted's gritting his teeth all the way. I guess he didn't want to take up time on your arm. So it was 1 year ago that I was recovering from surgery on my arm. And so, Ted, a lot of people were filling in. I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody. And I was able to rest and relax while all these other people did the show for me. Let's listen, shall we? Ted Bell reluctantly hosts another show from the restaurant about my arm, gritting his teeth all the way.
Me?
3, 2, 1, you.
Hey, Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and welcome everyone to tonight's very special Richard Kimball.
Knock it off, Bell.
Richard Kimball and the one-armed man of...
Knock it off.
Okay, I got Gloria Grover here, and let's bring her in, get her in closer.
Just move the chair.
Yeah, just move you in closer.
Just move the chair, Bell.
Move the chair, don't grab my ass.
All right, anyway, Gloria Grover is with us.
Excuse me.
Move the chair. I'm trying to move my chair, and I'm sorry.
Gloria Grover is with me here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Just push her chair in, Dickman, all right?
You're grabbing. You're touching my ass.
Gloria, how are you?
I'm fine. I hope...
We'll be able to edit that out.
Uh-huh. Gloria Grover is joining me here as we are featuring tonight Richard Kimball. Yeah.
You know, Ted, it's not funny.
Oh, come on. The one-armed man. We're here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We do these live remotes from periodically from time to time, given a circumstance. And certainly this is a circumstance that we can't ignore. And basically what we're talking about, something you guys already know about, Phil Henry is not incapacitated.
No, Phil is not incapacitated. Phil has lost the full use of his right arm because of surgery he had on the right shoulder.
Yeah, rotor cuff.
Okay, I got it.
We got it, bud. Called rotor cuff. Fuck. Called rotor cuff, goddamn.
It's called rotary cuff.
Called rotary cuff.
Yeah, rotary cuff.
Okay,
excuse me. This is General Shaw, bud. We thank you very much for your input. Now, it's time for Ted Bell and Groin Grover.
Groin?
And it's time for Ted Bell, Gloria Grover, and they'll be talking about Phil and other things.
Okay, I was just trying to help out.
Grabbing her ass doesn't help out.
Okay, we need to edit all of this out. And when you say you're going to edit it out, you better damn well edit it out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I second that.
Yes, I do.
He'll do it. And now Ted Bell and Gloria Grover. And Gloria Grover.
Jeez. Hi, everybody. Ted Bell here. Yeah, Gloria Grover's with me. To continue, because we can do some editing here.
Editing? I like the term editing. It's almost a deviation off of idioting, which it seems to be what's happening.
Ms. Grover, there's no reason for you to doubt our ability to edit and to make fluent as well as presentable these conversations. We're having a little difficulty. This is a live remote situation.
Yeah, well, that's true. It is a live remote situation. All right. Thank you, General. Thank you, bud. If you guys could sit down and shut up. You could just sit down and shut up.
I was asked to come in by Ted Bell because we're doing a little bit of a different thing tonight, although we are broadcasting remote here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. First of all, I'd like to say, Ted, is it Groover or Groover?
Actually, that's cod.
It's cod. It's the most delicious cod. What is the crumbing, or what do you call the bread crumbing?
Well, it's Chef today.
Yes, thank you very much.
I didn't want...
Okay, Chef, don't take too much time, okay?
Well, I don't want to dull your flame, now do I, miss?
Miss?
Okay.
He's screwing around.
I want to say, this crusting that you like on the cod is actually ground up salt and vinegar potato chips.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, and we turn that into a very nice crusting that we then put into the oven. We bake at an even 300 degrees, and that's that delicious cod you're having right there.
We think that the wonderful inventiveness of Chef Cedilli is what makes Ted's of Beverly Hills wonderful. The fact that you use potato chips.
What about it?
I think it's... Thank you very much, Chef Chidelia.
Yeah. All right. So, do you like that?
I think it's wonderful. Oh, Chef.
Yes.
Chef, this... Now, these are radishes.
These are radishes. Many people don't like radishes. Okay, thank you. I'm the host, and...
Mr. Bell is the host, and he's the one that ought to be talked to in the...
But look, let's let this thing flow the way it's flowing, all right?
Let it do what?
Let it... If it's staying on, Gloria...
You know, I better get up and... You know what? I got to take a dump.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I want to answer your question. The radishes.
These radishes are delicious.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
Look at Ted.
The name's Ted. What were you going to call me? Jeff?
For a minute there, yes. Ted, Chef Chidelia is one of the main reasons why your restaurant is such a hit. He has this delicious radish dish. I'd like to know more about it. A lot of people don't like radishes.
I know. I've never liked radishes until I had the Chef Chidelia radish dish.
Oh, well, isn't that something special?
What a baby. Go ahead, Chef.
It's all right. I'm used to it by now. Ted is a wonderful restaurateur. He knows customers. He knows people. He gets his feelings hurt. He starts to have to... We have to kind of pack a bag of ice and kind of rub it on his hiney.
What are you talking...
Here's a bag of ice.
Here, Mr. Bell, here's the bag of ice for your buddy here, yeah?
Oh, is that the bag of ice? Do you hear that?
Ted, you're making an ass of yourself.
Ted, please.
Go ahead. Thank you, Gloria. These radishes, most people think of radishes, they think of them as perhaps garnish on a salad. They don't really know what we do with radishes. Radishes are very sharp, a very, very tasty vegetable. They're a root vegetable. And what we do with the radish is we simply coat them in butter and we bake them. Now, we, of course, do some cleaning up. We cut off the stems. We cut off the stems and the ends of the radishes, cut them in half, and lay them out on a baking tray, and we bake them in butter.
For how long, would you say?
Well, you know, I don't really want to say. All right. Not for just a few minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes at a reasonably high heat. And there you have most of that flavor is the radish.
I think it's what I never thought of radishes as being delicious.
But it's the butter, you see. The butter that brings the flavor out.
And I'd like to just say the butter, and Chef Chidelia is a wonderful chef. He's inventive, but you put butter on. And this is the reason why I said to Chef Chidelia, I love your food. I can't eat a lot of it because when you put butter on it, that can add a couple of pounds to what we call at Ted's Beverly Hills ABA. ABA, you don't ask, but it'll add a couple of pounds to ABA. And so if you are ABA or if you have ABA.
What is that, some kind of a physical condition or something?
No, it's not really.
Don't
say anything.
Don't say it, bud.
I don't know what it means.
What does it stand for? ABA. An
already big ass, all right?
Fuck me.
Yeah, that's ABA. It'll add a few pounds to an... Well, it should be AABA.
Why would you say that?
An already big ass. Duh.
Talking about taking a good thing.
I thank you very much, Chef Chidelia. You're a wonderful chef, and you make a visit to Ted's of Beverly Hills a magical evening.
Thank you so much, Gloria Grover.
Of course, I'm an overlord in Elcott the Next Step, so I'm usually Overlord Shuggy or Huggaby. But tonight we want to talk about what Ted calls...
Yes, dun, dun, dun.
The one-armed man, Phil Henry.
Yeah, Richard Kimmel is looking for the one-armed man.
All right, okay, I got it already, you guys.
Yeah, it's not all that interesting.
Come on, bud.
The name, Dr. Richard Kimball.
Yeah.
The destination, Death Row State Prison. The irony, Richard Kimball is innocent. Proved guilty, what Richard Kimball could not prove was that moments before discovering his murdered wife's body, he saw a one-armed man running from the vicinity of his home.
The one-armed man.
Richard Kimball ponders his fate as he looks at the world for the last time.
The one-armed man, huh?
And sees only darkness.
Sees only darkness.
But in that darkness, fate moves its huge hand.
The one-armed man.
Oh, grow the fuck up.
Well, what's your language, brother?
I'm an overlord. What'd you say, brother?
Turn it down. Turn that shit down. What do you think, folks? Yeah, the one-armed man, yeah. Phil Henry's the one-armed man, huh? How about that?
Big deal. The people are going to do that because you're expecting them to.
Well, anyway, we are here. I'm trying to have a couple of laughs, and I've got Gloria Grover here.
It's not that I don't want to have laughs.
Gotta move closer to the microphone.
If you put your hands on my ass...
Look, would you stop it, bud?
I gotta move her closer.
You don't have to move her closer by cupping both cheeks of her ass.
If you do it again, bud, you know I love you and I respect you. I think you're a wonderful boy.
Yeah?
Do it again and I'll push you from a moving train, just like the one-armed man. The one-armed... What is this guy's name? Is it Kimbo?
Yeah, but he's not the one-armed man.
All right, well, whatever it is.
So tonight, we celebrate the one-armed man, not Richard Kimball, but Phil Henry. Yeah. Yeah.
A fugitive.
Yeah, that's what he is. Phil Henry, a Quinn Martin production. What do you think of that?
Starring what a stretch.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
Yeah. See, what we're seeing is, I kid, but what if Phil was the one-armed man?
Yeah, what if Phil, if Mr. Henry was the one-armed man?
Yeah, okay, what if he was?
Can I get in on this? Can you do what? Can I get in on this?
Go ahead, Dan. We have Chef Carl Chidell here.
You know, Chad, I have to tell you, it's embarrassing for me to have to ask permission to jump in on things here on this show when we're live on the air. And you're monkeying things up beyond words.
I'm not monkeying anything up. The kid here's...
Phil Henry, people aren't relating to the fact he's got one arm doesn't mean he murdered some guy's wife.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it is a good point, isn't it? All right, thank you very much, Chef Chidilia. You just took the theme of tonight's show, and you took a look at it, and you said, yeah, this is long enough, and kind of padded it up and made a mitt out of it. And wiped your ass with it.
Yeah.
Ted Bell here with Gloria Grover tonight as we celebrate the life and times of Phil Henry. Now, Gloria, you know the particulars.
Well, I know, and Phil's already talked about it a million different ways. He tore a rotator cuff in his shoulder. It's a very a painful injury, and one that takes an awful lot of rehab. Phil has heard from a variety of his listeners down over the last few days. Now, Jackie just left town. She was here for a week.
Oh, Jackie did arrive.
Yes, she did. I saw her and I talked to her.
Okay, I did not have the opportunity.
Yeah, Jackie was here and took care of Phil in terms of made him a few meals. As a matter of Chef Chidilia, you...
No, I went over to Phil's house. Jackie and I prepared a couple of meals for Phil. In fact, the cod, as well as there's a crusted salmon dish that we prepared. There's some that's in there. And then we also did some chicken. Oh, boy, look at you. You did what? We did some chicken, but it was... that's awfully nice of you, Chef Chidilia, to take time out of your very, very busy schedule working for me, being paid by me.
All right, Ted, take it easy.
Let's take a break.
No, I'm all right.
No, let's take a break. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show tonight, live from Tents of Beverly Hills.
I'm Chef Carl Chidilia, reminding you to get a Backstage Pass subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Yes, it's the website that everyone's talking about. Of course, coming up on March 15th will be the debut of the great new documentary, Henry, which was produced by Jordan Brady and Pat Reynolds. That'll be coming out somewhere, somehow. I don't...
Yeah, on different platforms.
Uh-huh. While you're looking at that documentary, you may think, wow, I think I'd like to hear what it is that Phil does. And you can. Go to his website, philhenryshow.com. 60,000 hours of his archived radio and digital show. There's lots of video casts there. There are video recordings of Phil actually performing his show. You'll also hear podcasts of different characters like Bobby Dooley and Elcott The Next Step. And you'll hear long-form, short-form comedy, all varieties, all kinds, right there at philhenryshow.com. Where do I fit in? Where do I come in? I'm Chef Carl Chidilia, and I was granted a gratis subscription to Mr. Henry's website because I'm that important. And I'm Ted Bell, and I have to pay for mine. And I'm doing this smiling because we're doing a remote from my restaurant later tonight. Well, I guess we are. We're doing it right now. Okay. This is pre-recorded. So as the owner of the restaurant and the employer of...
The employer.
Of Chef Chidilia, I encourage you also to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And now back to live at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And welcome back here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here's Gloria Grover. And welcome back here to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here's Gloria Grover.
Thank you very much, Ted. We all are hoping for a speedy recovery from Phil. And here's a song that I wrote in honor of him to a song that I love. I know a lot of us love it. It's Love Plus One from Haircut 100.
Who?
Yeah!
This is for you, Phil, sung by Gloria Glover, a.k.a. Overlord Shuggy Huggyman. That's the name, don't, oh boy, don't step on it and spread on it, okay? Step on it, spread on it, you lose. Two
what?
Don't worry about it, yeah. You step on me and spread on me, you'll lose both of them.
Oh boy.
This is for you, Phil. Our love and affection for you. Oh, I went off to the right, yeah, without saying a goodbye. Where did Phil go from there? He fell down a flight of stairs. I looked and I went, ay, 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 ay.
Yeah.
Phil fell down a flight of stairs. Not really.
Phil
fell down a flight of stairs.
All right, this stinks.
Hold on, kill it. What?
I said it's...
Go ahead, play it.
I got something to say. Yeah. I give my ass to this place. No. I get to say. And I work myself almost to death. Phil goes down a flight of stairs. Everyone's around kissing his rear.
Ay, 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 it hurts.
It's almost as I'm sitting on it.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring. There goes the phone. Reservation after reservation. Henry. Can we come and see ye? Phil. Yeah.
Phil plus one.
All right, that stinks.
I just wanted to sing that song for Phil.
Love plus one, god damn.
That's love plus one from Haircut 100.
Who the hell are...
You don't know Haircut 100, huh?
Let me tell you, I know a lot of haircuts.
But that ain't one of them.
No, that's not one of them. Okay, that was a tribute to Phil Henry from Gloria Glover to the tune of Haircut plus what?
It's to the tune of Love Plus One from Haircut 100. Fuck it.
I want to also bring in someone very, very important to Phil Henry tonight, Margaret Gray. And Margaret, you usually sing.
Yes. Well, usually I sing, but I see that Gloria has that covered. Now, come on, Margaret, sing a song. No, I'll simply say this. Phil, I hope you get well. I hope you ring the bell. I hope you get up straight and walk through that gate. I hope you're here someday to take the reins of this thing and call us all to listen to you sing. It's you, Phil, you, Phil, you, Phil, you're the guy. How's that?
Jesus.
Oh, Margaret, that was horrifying, and you know it. Thank you, Phil, and get better.
Jesus. Okay, anybody else want to sing a song? God damn, if you call that singing, what is it if I were to drop a jack on my hand? Huh? What would that be?
Well, that would be you screaming.
Yeah, you'd be screaming. Yeah,
but you wouldn't call that screaming.
What?
If you sing, do you call that screaming?
No, I call it singing.
What I'm saying is, okay, if you call that singing, what is it were I to drop an entire car fell off a jack and onto my hand, what would that be?
That would be you screaming.
That would be you screaming, okay. If that's screaming, what do you call what she just did? Who? What's her name? That was singing. Fuck this.
All right, you know something? I'll jump in here. I've got a song that I'm gonna sing.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about, Gloria, just back off. Here's a song that I know Phil likes. Well, I know he likes the brunette in this group. I don't know if he likes the song. I don't know if he likes the group. I know he likes the lead singer.
That you,
no, it's not me. It's this breakout. This one's for you, Ted. When people start to bug you, when you need a little break, when you want to get away for a while, and you need to make a break, what you do is throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
Wait a minute.
Wait. That's what you do. You break out. You do what Phil just did. You find a way to break. You throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
Now, Phil did not do that.
I know, but I'm figuring, I'm being inventive here.
You are slandering a good man.
When you're sick of all of these monkeys, all these clowns are climbing on you, and you want them to simply stop, maybe take a break or two. Remember, you are the boss.
God damn.
And you know what to do. Break out. You just find a very steep set of stairs.
He didn't do that.
Find a way. Throw yourself down those stairs and break out.
Mr. Henry didn't.
You know what? If Mr. Henry didn't do it, I would have done it. I would have thrown myself down a flight of stairs to get away from you apes.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for nothing. This is Ted Bell. God.
The Teds of Beverly Hills, executive produced by Ted Bell and Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. And don't forget to break out, Margaret. Throw yourself down a flight of stairs.
I'm not that weak. Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah, look, everybody's leaving. Everyone, hi. Thank you for good night. Yeah, thank you for listening to the Phil Henry Show.
Break out, you know.
Yeah, but get out of here. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off.